We are up to Perek Yud Beis on page in Sif Chav Beis on page Kuf Nun Tes in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in the new print. We're going to talk about drying kalim, polishing kalim, and these types of sorting kalim on Shabbos. Sif Chav Beis begins Mutter l'nageves hakalim haretuvim b'mageves hamiuchedes. You could use a dish drying towel to dry dishes or cutlery on Shabbos. You're allowed to even dry many kalim with a single towel. The ein choishishim, we're not worried that mageves tirate v'yaser alamido. We're not worried that the towel is going to get so wet to the point where you'll be over schita. Why not? Ki harei im tiyeh retuva. Because the assumption is that if the towel is going to get so wet that as you're drying and you're squeezing it, water is coming out of the towel, you're not going to use such a towel to dry kalim. Because why would you use such a towel to dry kalim? Right? It's going to make the kalim wet. Ulam But let's say you have a narrow cup or a bottle or some type of pitcher. It's a very narrow opening. And if you squeeze the towel into there and you dry it, you know, you turn it and you pull it out, that could create schita. So if the towel is pretty wet, you can't do that. Siv Chav Gimel. Mageves shenirtuva ekev hashimush bo. A towel that's wet because of its use. Asul etlois al manas liyavsho. You can't hang it to dry. He says, I'm not, meaning you can hang it so it should dry, to read it properly. You know, if you have a hook, you have a towel rod, where you hang it, you can hang it there. Right now, we've seen, and we will see, right, you're not allowed to hang clothing. Let's say you have wet clothing. You're not allowed to hang it like in a place where you would hang wet laundry, because it's Maris Ayin that you did this laundry, you made it wet on Shabbos, and you did laundry on Shabbos. So you can't hang, like you're not supposed to hang a raincoat. You come home or a coat or clothing if you're wet from the rain in the same place where you would hang in wet clothing from the laundry. There shouldn't be marasite. So that's what he's talking about here. When he says you can't hang it, amanas liyavsho, if you look in Sifka and Samach Beis, he's talking about hanging it in a place where you hang things to dry, because that would give the appearance that you're hanging this to dry, as if you did laundry. But in its regular towel rod, the regular hook where this dish towel belongs, you could hang it there, afim tisyavisham, ach lo yachzren li adatana. As long as it's not something that's close enough to an oven where the water that's in the towel could get boiled up, could get heated up, could get yatzlitz, but as long as it's not in a place like that, it's permitted to hang it to dry. Si'iv chov dalet, schumim, cutlery, etzlaches, plates, Eminim shoinim from different types, hamu'uravim zeh bezeh. They got mixed together. Also l'mainam, you can't sort them out. Im ein bekavon also l'shtamish behem miyad achar miyun. Unless you're going to use them for eating immediately after sorting, you can't sort them out. So v'as afilum ritzoyne l'mainam k'day lishtev kol sug benifrat. Even if you're going to say, I'm going to sort it now because I want to wash them now separately. If the reason why you're washing them now is, let's say, Friday night for a Shabbos morning suda, then that's aser. You want to sort it out, so you wash only one type. If you sort out your plates, you sort out your spoons, your forks, your knives, your cups, as you know, at night, so you can wash it, so you can have it ready for Shabbos morning for the suda, that's the iser of brera, and it's not for now. And you say, yeah, but now I want to wash the dishes. Now I want to have everything ready for tomorrow. So I'm doing it for now because now I want it ready. That doesn't work because that's not called its use. If you look in Sivka and Samach Vav on the bottom of page Kuf Nun Tes, four lines up from the bottom in the harvest, he says, Sharei b'shoshim b'tziyoy minat haruvas, because now at Friday night, let's say, when you're washing the dishes and you're separating it from the mixture, because your kavanah is to do brera, not for immediate use. For us, that's prohibited. El imkin kalo yosu lishtev le'nagev imikach kol sug b'nifrat. So unless it's easier for whatever reason to wash or dry each type of cutlery separately, because then you're doing it for now, because now I need it easier to do the washing now. But if that's not the case, and really the only reason why it needs to be separated is for the tomorrow suda, so that's awesome. Says v'hu shat tzarech b'shtivu b'kdesh lo yisrabu zvuvu v'yitushim. And this is also only if the reason why you're washing and rinsing it Friday night and not Shabbos day is so you don't get bugs, you don't get roaches, or the food won't get hardened on it. Avum kol kavanasi, the bottom line, he says, if the whole kavan is rak, v'nakos tzarech asudu shalach hazman. But if the whole purpose is just to wash it for a suda that's at a later time, there's no real need now to wash it. You can wash it tomorrow morning for the same price. It just saves you time tomorrow. You want to stay in bed tomorrow morning, so you want to get it done tonight. No, that's awesome. So even if you're doing it to make your washing easy, that's going to be awesome. The only time it's going to be permitted, if it's to make the washing easier, is if there's a need to do the washing now to save from bugs. Cockroaches are going to come if the food's around, or it's going to harden, make it too difficult to wash tomorrow. Then you could say that the braver is for something that's for immediate use. Right, but what you could do is, let's say you're washing the silverware. You pick up any of the pieces of silverware, which is on top, wash it, and then you could place it down in an area where, you know, you want that to dry. And if that area for the knives is separate for the spoons, the mail will be separated. But that's only, you can't pick up from the sink. You know, if someone dumped all the spoons, forks, knives, you know, after the main course when the plates were collected, you can't, you know, go between that pile to dafka pick up something specific. That's braira. But you pick up the top of the pile, then you can put it down however you want. Si'if chafei, polishing silver on Shabbos. You cannot polish silver or copper on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Not only can't you do it with a regular shmata hatfula betachshe nozzle that's put into some liquidy polish, let's say you're not seeing any visible polish. You use those gloves they make or a shmata they make that it's built in. And you'll just, it gives the appearance as if you're just wiping down the keli. Ein lahatir, you cannot do it on Shabbos Yom Tov. Kare etzemach tzachtzuach osu. Because polishing is what's prohibited. Ava mutl nagev yofik kliz chukas. He says, but let's say you washed out a glass keli. And you want to dry it out so nicely to the point where it would shine. That's mutl gamin mishav shvei megev sach yavrik. Even though it's going to shine nicely. That's not polishing. That's cleaning the glasses. But polishing is awesome. Siv chavav, also lahashcha sakim bechot zuru shehi. You can't sharpen a knife. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'yamdiv. Not on Shabbos, not on Yamdiv. Fa'av, also lahosu chaludish in its tabra lava sakin. If on the blade of the knife there's rust, you can't scratch that rust off. Says, o mitzvah lahashcha sakinim b'oidyayim mishum kvayrayayim. Says, for covet of Shabbos, one should be makbid to remove any rust from the knives they're going to use on Shabbos before Shabbos. Let's say you have a fork and one of the prongs on the fork got bent. Or the blade of a knife got bent. You can't fix that. You can't straighten it out on Shabbos Yom Tov. It's taken clean. We're in the middle of page Kuf Samach in the new print of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosam. Schum, cutlery, chad pami, single-use cutlery. They must have had some type of single-use cutlery, this plastic cutlery. Should be yodis shalai that on the handle of the cutlery, chelik chinitin lafidoi amnasi yishamish betur kisim. There would be this like part of it was like semi-cut. You snap it off and you'd have, from the handle of the spoon of the fork, you'd have like a toothpick, like to get stuff out from between your teeth or whatever. So, also lahafet chelik zebishabas yamdiv. Can't crack that off on Shabbos Yom Tov. You're literally being misak and kli. You are creating this toothpick on Shabbos. Chsiv chavtes, asa lefarik bakbuk turmus or la'akivay. It seems like they have these thermos bottles that you can take apart, the different layers and stuff. You can't do that on Shabbos Yom Tov, because putting that together and taking it apart makes or breaks a thermos. But cover on top, like there's a, you know, a cup on top of the inner cover that you could close on Shabbos. That's meant to be screwed on and off. But parts that are not meant to be taken apart regularly and take apart the thermos, that's awesome. Siv lamit kli shenitraf also like yilu b'yantiv. A kli that became treif, you cannot do hagala on yamtiv. Definitely not on Shabbos, because you can't have boiling water on Shabbos. But even on yamtiv, where you can boil water for tzari chayichal nefesh. You know, you cannot, you should not cash your kli on Yom Tov. V'chein also lav de be'esh. So too, once you not do libun on fire, v'asa lasis ken gamin b'dayt l'shtanish b'eid b'eid b'eim. And this is even if you plan on using these kelim on Yom Tov. V'chein sakin shen nesra on the bottom page kuf samach. Siv lam, in the middle of lam, right? So v'chein sakin shen nesra machmas isa shenidakba. Let's say you have a knife that you can't use because of Issa that's stuck on the knife. So, also shavshavshav b'shabbos u'b'yamtiv. You cannot clean it very, very well on Shabbos and Yamtiv. Amanas l'hosir sanidbak, to make sure that everything that's stuck to the sakin comes off. Because this is talking about in a case, mekimin sheish b'dem shem tinkli. This is talking about a case where you're going to use the knife for cold, and the knife didn't become treif on the inside, but on the outside of the blade is something treif, and if you wipe it very, very well, it will become what to use this knife. So the bottom line is, if you want to take a knife, it's also to use and make it permitted to use on Shabbos, even without a mice of like Hagola or Libun, that would be prohibited as well. The Imnitrav HaKli B'yamtiv. So now we're talking about you have a treif of Keli. Now what happens if the Keli became treif on Yamtiv? Futsarech Leil Shimish B'yam, and you want to use it on Yamtiv itself. Mutila Hagila, then it's permitted to do Hagola. As long as you have hot water that was prepared the etzem for eating, so if till now what we spoke about was a kli that was nitraf before yamtiv, but if the kli became treif on yamtiv and you want to use that keli on yamtiv, you could use water that was heated for echel nefesh to kasher the keli. But you have to make sure, because now that we're talking about the keli became treif on yamtiv, which means it's not a ben yoyme. It's not an a ben yoyme. It is a ben yoyme. Now, so if you're kashering in a ben yoymoy, you have to make sure sheish ben shishim keneged akli kedei levatel satama bluba. You have to make sure that there's 60 times the amount of hot water than the keli, to make sure that which was absorbed into the keli that comes out of the keli doesn't go back in. So usually, if it's any ben yoymoy, we're not worried, because as long as it absorbs it after it's nice and tamal fgam, which means that the good taste won't go in, it wouldn't aser. But in this case, where you have this big tzarech to do today on Yom Tov, and it happened on Yom Tov, you have to make sure you have shishim. V'af mutl chatchil l'harsiach k'deir on top of page kuf samachalav. So too, it's permitted l'harsiach k'deir g'deilim le'amayim. You can heat up a big pot of water. And mamnum yishtem matmen. I mean, you know, you make one tea, make one coffee out of it. U'lahagel b'mayim shibikdeir saklish nitr b'yom tov, and then do hagala in that keli, that urn, water that was cooked on Yom Tov. As long as the keli became treif on Yom Tov. Once again, it's only if you're going to use it that day. Siv lamed aleph, kli seuda. The kelim that use it in meal, shenasei dei nochri, that were made by a goy. So we know any clay seuda that you buy from a goy, that were made by a goy, need to be toivel before we use it. Right, a nickname you purchase from a nochri, vareim chayav betfila. Right, if it's a glass, if it's metal, it needs tefila. Also, latvilam Shabbos Yom Tov. You can't do tefilas kelim on Shabbos Yom Tov, because once again, you're taking a kli that's usher to use, you're making it mutter to use, and that is prohibited. The iser of taking kli, so you can't do tefilah, not tefilah. You could daven on Yom Tov, tefilah, which is toveling of a keli, which needs to be toveled in order to be used. That cannot be done on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because that is tikkun kli. We'll stop over here. We are seeking sponsors to keep these shiurim coming on a consistent basis. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com to show your support and to help these shiurim come consistently.